You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Notice the book of Numbers. Numbers and the 22nd chapter this morning. Notice the book of Numbers and the 22nd chapter. I'm going to read a few verses. Notice Numbers chapter number 22. Of course, Numbers is in the front of the Bible. Yeah, just turn to that. Just turn to that front. Right before the book of Deuteronomy. I think it's the fourth book of the Bible. Numbers, the 22nd chapter. Notice Numbers 22. Notice verse number 5. Notice verse number 5. We're going to read down to verse number 8. Then we're going to conclude at verse number 12. The book of Numbers, the 22nd chapter. I've been speaking to you about the divine nature of God. I want to continue in that vein. Numbers 22, verse number 5. Notice what the scripture says. Then he sent messengers. This is Balak. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the sons of the people, to call him, saying to him, look, behold, a people has come up from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are setting. Look what Balak is telling Balaam. They're setting next to me. They too close to me. They in my territory. And I want to get them out. I want you to deal with them. Therefore, please come at once. That needs to be urgency, Balaam. Come. Curse this people for me. For they are too mighty for me. Amazing how folk try to get other folk to do their dirty work, but I ain't got time. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me. They are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know, watch this, he think he knows something, but he don't know what he think he know. He said, for I know that whom you bless is blessed, and whom you curse is cursed. You a bad man, Balaam. Come put a curse on. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee. Notice they got to pay him to curse him. And they ain't going to do it for free. So he's willing to pay Balaam to curse him. Then they came to Balaam and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, Lord, here tonight I will bring back word to you as the Lord speaks to me. So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. So Balaam goes and he's trying to get permission from God to curse this people. Notice verse I want to tell you. Verse number 12. And God said to Balaam, oh, I love it. You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed. Woo-hoo-hoo. Somebody about to shout already. Can I read that again? And God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they bless. They too blessed to be cursed. You can't do it, Balaam. Woo-hoo-hoo. Somebody already getting their rainbow. Look at somebody and just tell them the subject this morning. A divinely blessed people. Tell somebody else the subject this morning. A divinely blessed people. If that's you, just tell about 3-4, I know I'm blessed. Y'all didn't have enough attitude that time. Look at 2 more folk and tell that person with an attitude, I know I'm blessed. Ooh, you can be seated. You can be seated. You have to say stuff like that with an attitude. Do you hear me? Do y'all know what having an attitude is? I want to speak from the subject. A divinely bless people. Simple definition of curse. A simple definition of what it means to curse someone. One definition. It means to speak bad upon someone. To curse a person, again, means simply to pronounce bad upon them. To look at a people, to look at a group and pronounce bad. To speak that something bad, something terrible is going to happen. That's what it means to speak a curse. The antithesis of being cursed is being blessed. Which means simply to speak good upon a person. To say something beneficial is going to happen for them. To speak a word that will be advantageous for them. So I want you to understand the difference between speaking a curse and speaking a blessing. And there are a lot of people who love speaking curses. I should have got more amen then. I said, there are folk that don't mind speaking bad on people. Matter of fact, we would have to back up and admit that we know some people that every time you just about listen to them, something negative is coming out of their mouth. They are always somewhere speaking bad on folk. And the thing about it, you have people that will speak bad on folk that they really don't even know. Speaking bad upon a person that they have never even met. Somebody they don't have a clue about, yet they are talking about the person in a negative manner based upon what he or she has heard somebody else say. And I want to say to this church this morning, you always have to be careful when it comes to hearsay. You can't afford to get the opening up your mouth saying something as if what you're speaking is true when in actuality it's just something that you heard. It's just something that came across your ear way, your ear gate. You don't know if it's true or not, but some of us have a problem running with gossip. We have a serious problem when it comes to hearing stuff, not knowing if it's true or not, but the next person we tell, we gonna speak it as if it's fact. We gonna speak it as if we were there and we saw the thing happen, even though we heard it to two or three messengers. You ever heard somebody get the gossiping about something as the old folk used to say that they heard out of the grapevine? They just got it from somewhere else. Now they're talking about it as if it's fact or true. Oh, tell your neighbor, you got to be careful. Yeah, hearsay can cause you to get the lying. Hearsay can have you saying stuff that's untrue. Hearsay can have you speaking a curse on somebody that in actuality, God is with that person and what you heard was not the truth. Oh, you have to be careful in reference to hearsay. I should be getting way many more hand claps. Hearsay have messed up families. Hearsay have ruined marriages. Hearsay has divided churches. Hearsay has divided family. Not the truth, just what somebody heard. So you have to be careful when folk is always coming up to you talking about they done heard something. Sometimes some of us got to get mature to where we can cut people off before they even dump their trash on us. When they come to you talking about, have you heard? If you know they're known for gossiping, go ahead and cut them off right then. Go ahead and let them know, look, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say, because you always somewhere starting some mess. You always somewhere getting some
something started. Yeah, I'm going to block you from my number. I'm going to unfriend you on Facebook. I don't want nothing else to do with you because you a known troublemaker and I don't have time for your hearsay. You know, reason some folks ain't clapping. They want you to bring it on. They want you to tell them the latest gossip. What's going on at the church? They don't want the good part. They want to hear about some mess.
Woo-wee!
Preach it, Pastor. Because they are in this church. Folk who love to gossip. But again, you have to be careful when it comes to hearsay. We need to eventually get to the point to where we're so mature that we don't even deal with hearsay. I don't even deal with it. I don't have time for it. It's childish. Am I right? But again, you have folk who, for whatever reason, they love to speak bad on people. They love it. They very rarely speak good about folk. But enjoy speaking bad. And here's the thing. We'll speak bad and then try to add God with what they're saying. God ain't even told them to say, but they got to put. Now, the Lord showed me. God ain't showed you nothing. You might as well tell the person, this is how you feel. This is what you think. But why you got to lie on God? You know God ain't spoke to you. Oh, you gotta be careful of doomsday prophets. Folk that want to run around and always got a word for somebody. You have to watch folk like that. Now, here's the sad thing when it comes to speaking a curse or speaking bad is that you actually have in God's house saints, folk who call themselves believers who speak bad on themselves. Even though God has blessed you, you have the authority to speak a curse on yourself. And that curse of that word will come to pass. Even though God intended on blessing you, you can open up your mouth and counsel God's blessing with what you say out of your mouth. Yeah, I'm going to deal with it whether you clap, smile, or roll your eye. You can speak a curse over yourself. And that's the problem with a whole lot of saints in the church. The reason blessings are not manifesting. We don't have to go very far to find the problem. The problem is in the middle of their face, which is their mouth. Woo! You got to get your mouth right. You got to get your talk right. I don't know why I ain't blessed. Listen how you talk. Look at Proverbs, the 18th chapter. Y'all, come on now. Look at Proverbs, the 18th chapter. We're going to deal with this. Because you got a lot of deaf talkers in the church. Deaf talkers. Deaf talkers. Folk who consistently put themselves down. And I want to deal with you. I want to talk to you this morning. Yeah, I do. I don't want to put you down, but I want to try to help you this morning. Because if you're going to be blessed, you got to learn to talk like you blessed. You got to think like you blessed. You got to walk like you blessed. You got to be able to go through trial and know you blessed. You have to be able to lose a job and still know you blessed. You have to have the ability to see somebody walking off, but yet know I'm blessed in spite of them leaving. You have to know this because trouble is coming to say otherwise. People are coming. Demons are coming. The devil will challenge you. And if you don't know that you bless, you'll put yourself down. And we'll do so thinking, ain't nothing wrong with the way I talk. Let's look at what the scripture says. Okay? Watch this. Proverbs 18 and 21 said, death and life. So you have a choice in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the what? Those who love it or use it will eat its fruit. Tell your neighbor, you gonna get what you saying. Look at another person like you ain't scared of him or her and tell him, you gonna get what you saying. Now look back at another person and say, what you been talking about? See, I've been talking miracles. I've been talking blessings. I've been talking favor. I've been talking wisdom. I've been talking money. I've been talking favor. What have you been talking about? Can I be honest? There are people in here that love certain folk. But the one thing they dislike about them is how negative they talk. Some of us love people. But we don't love their company. I know men that love a woman, love how she look, love how she dress, even like the way Sister Gail walk. What does he dislike? The way she talks. Ain't nothing like a po-mouthing woman when a man trying to go somewhere, when he trying to do what God would have him to do, yet he got to deal with a po-mouthing woman. We need to step out. Well, don't you think we ought to? See, death, listen, equates a curse. Life equates a blessing. Listen, it's in your mouth, the power to have either one. God send you somewhere to get a job. What are you saying before you go in there? Is you getting out the car saying, this job mine. Whoever came before me, they were qualified or not. It does not matter. The real one has showed up to claim what belongs to them. And everybody else need to get in the back of the line. Go to the back of the bus. This my job. Or do you get out? Talking about I'm going. But I know they ain't gonna hire me. I'm gonna do it. Cause y'all just been on me about filling out this application. Now I did it. Now watch, nothing happens like I always tell you. What should happen? Nothing. Why? What did you speak? Nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves. See, don't look at me cause I'm blessed. Don't roll your eyes cause I'm blessed. I done learned how to talk. And I'm not coming down to your pole level. It ain't gonna happen. When I got taught this right, first thing I said, if anything gonna change at my house, my mouth gotta change. My mouth got to change. Every time I get a nickel, I gotta spend a dime. You know that's gonna, you know that means you in the negative. You know that means you bouncing checks. That means you paying bills late. And that means you're gonna be forever in it and never owning, baby. It's coming out of your mouth. Every time I get a little bit of money, I got to borrow it from Peter to pay Paul. You will be forever getting money and running to give it away. Never possessing it, working hard, but getting nowhere. Why? It's your mouth. See, listen, he said death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if I want life, if I'm not playing about life, not just existing, but truly living, if I want to live how God ordained man to live, then my talk needs to say that. Right? Is this confusing you? You got to get your mouth right. Because some of what's happening with us, you listening? Not a work of the devil. Not a work of demons. Listen, not even a work of your haters. Because some of you always got to be the victim. This always got to be somebody's fault. Wait, can I talk to you, Sister Gail? Can it be your fault? Young person, can it be your mouth? See, most folk don't like preaching like this in the church because if they're going through tough time, they want to say it's a trial or either the devil is busy. Not looking at how they talk. Can I just deal with it? You can take all the notes in the world. You can get every CD I preach this year. But if you don't get your mouth right, you will not experience what I'm proclaiming. Because you ain't talking right. You ain't talking right. Well, he don't know what I'm going through. I can put that back on you now. You don't even know what I'm going through. I had one of the roughest weeks, early part of the week. I was going through tough trial when I came in here Wednesday night. I had one thing after the other to go wrong. Enemies trying to talk, this, that, and the other. But I had to put the devil in his place, let him know I know I'm blessed. I know what trials are about. I know this came to promote me. I know it's my season. I know it's my time. You might as well get behind me, Satan. See, that's when you gotta talk. Before you be seated, I'll just look at somebody and tell them, say, it's easy to talk right when things go right. Tell your neighbor, you gotta get your mouth right when all hell breaking loose. You gotta speak live, watch when you see death. Jesus knew who he was when he stepped in that graveyard. And they told him Lazarus had been stinking. He'd been in there 4 days. You don't want to roll away that stone. You ain't no telling how he smelled. Jesus said, do you not know who you talking to? You talking to the life giver. You talking to the one that is the resurrection. I just don't resurrect. I am the resurrection. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And the life talker stepped in front of that grave and said, Lazarus, come forth, live again, move again, talk again, walk again. And the dead man, you better tap 2-4 and tell him you got the ability to talk the dead stuff. Talk to a bill that's behind. Talk to a man that ain't acting right. Talk to a child that's misbehaved. Talk to a problem. Talk to a situation. Be seated. But Pastor, if I do that, I'm going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you something. Sitting there being broke going to drive you crazy. Now I talk to stuff. I may not do it around you. I have to be careful who I do it around. But I will talk to some stuff. Jesus walked by a tree one day, a fig tree. Thought it had leaves on it. Got to it and saw it was a pretender. And he cursed the tree. Why? Because Jesus don't like pretenders. He don't like hypocrites. Spoke a curse to that tree. Said, no man will eat fruit off you ever again. The disciple walking with him, they probably look at him like, this man crazy talking to trees. But tell your neighbor, it ain't what I say today that necessarily matters. It's when it come to pass tomorrow. It's when it come to pass next week. It's when it come to pass before the year. That's what's going to make your eyes buck. Y'all see, I'm preaching hard this morning. The Bible said, then the next day as they walked, they were just casually walking by. Then all of a sudden, Peter said, oh! Peter was surprised. He said, Master, the fig tree which you cursed yesterday is dead. Jesus was like, and what about it? I spoke a curse to it. But see, what they were looking at when he spoke to it, they thought something was going to happen on top. But when you talk to things, sometimes things start happening in places you can't see. Something. God, I'm preaching hard. See, listen. Something started happening at the root of the tree. See, when you speak the problem, it may not happen. Nothing may happen on top surface, but at the root of the problem. See, in order to get rid of something, you got to deal with it at its root. It had already started drying up, but it was under the ground. They couldn't see it. That's when he told you, you don't walk by. Come on, where my preachers at? Where my belief? We don't walk by. We walk by. BC. Look at James, the third chapter. Look at James, the third chapter. See, this ain't right in the church. Somebody say, this ain't right in the church. Shout it, this ain't right in the church. Look at James, the third chapter, verse number 10. Listen, James 3 and 10. James said, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursing. My brethren, saints, church folk, these things ought not to be so. Tell your neighbor, you can't speak blessings on yourself 1 minute and then curse yourself the next minute and shout to them with the same mouth. Now, I'm going to have to deal with it. Because this is what I'm tired of. I'm tired of people who take up the church time, testify about what God done did and how he done blessed them. And then 4 weeks later, with the same mouth, they say, God ain't doing nothing for me. Wasn't you the one up there talking about God did this, God did that? Then with the same mouth, get to talking about God ain't doing that. Well, God ain't, he ain't moving for me. Wasn't that you up there testifying? Wasn't that you that said he helped you with your house? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, though. I need some big stuff. God don't get a big stuff until you appreciate the small stuff. God ain't gonna drop $1,000 on you unless you happy with finding a dime on the ground and willing to pick it up and say, thank you, Chief. If you faithful over the, come on, I'm talking right up in here. How many of you ever heard somebody talking about God was doing this and God was doing that 1 minute? Then you talk to them again, God ain't doing that. Y'all don't have a problem with folk like that. I got a problem with people like that. Praise team leaders. Can't sit up here and exalt 10 minutes about the goodness of God before you sing your song. And then 2 months later, you depressed. I think I'm going to sit down. I think I'm going to get out the ministry. What going on? Seems like ain't nothing happening right for us. Pastor talking about all that better. I ain't seen no. What? If you ain't got better this year, you know, you need to get up here to this altar. We need to lay hands on you in the name of Jesus. Y'all ain't gonna like this for the saving of your soul. It ain't no way God gonna mess up his reputation by lying to you. If God tell one lie, the whole thing over. So if he says he's blessing, tell your neighbor that's what he's doing. And tell your neighbor that should be what's coming out your mouth. He said with the same mouth, blessings and cursing. With the same mouth. Now you told so-and-so all she needed to do was hold on. That God could do anything, save and fail. And now you might as well give up. Because it don't seem like God want to do it. How do you think that make God feel when he hears people down there questioning him? Talking bad about him. And J.D., you know how folks are. Once they talk about God, tell them if it ain't too much longer, they going to get his preacher too. Yeah, they going to get his preacher too. I come in sometime. That's when God told one prophet. He said, when you preach, he said, don't look at their faces. It's times I be preaching, I go and God going to bless. And I look at him, I said, good God Almighty, God going, he is going, I get on over there. Y'all laughing, but I don't see nothing funny with that. Because that's letting me know it's a problem somewhere. Especially when you love prophesy. Seeing every dream that can be dreamed. See how quiet it is. See, just listen. You hear a pin drop. You know why? Because some of us know right now that God is not pleased with what's been coming out your mouth. He ain't pleased with the way you talking. Sitting there singing, we shall overcome, as if the cross wasn't enough. What is wrong with you? The cross, you overcame by the blood. That's when I don't get in every march. I've already overcame. I gotta be careful what group I connect with. Listen, let me close it. When it came to Israel, and when it come to the church or to God's people, we have been divinely blessed. Do you hear me? You've been divinely blessed. And through the cross, everything that needed to be done was done. Listen. It's a reason when Jesus hung his head that he spoke these words. It is finished. Nothing else needs to be done to bless them. It is. Do you know you got to preach that message sometime? When things look bad, you got to say it is the blessing done. Listen, that's when it comes to generational curses. You have been redeemed from them. That means what grandmama died with, you don't have to die with it. It was running in the family until it got to you. And then when it got to you and it saw the blood, it had to back up and find somebody else, because it recognized the blood. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. I'm preaching better than y'all leaping. How you gonna fix your mouth as a Christian to say you under a generational curse? You've been redeemed from that. Listen, when it come to healing, you've been redeemed. Sit down. Prosperity. Listen, child of God, that's part of the package. Healing, part of the package. That's the reason you know when you look on TV. Can I deal with it? And you see a preacher saying you can be healed, but first, send him $100. And he gonna send you a red blood of Jesus prayer cloth. You take that prayer call, put it on your back, and your back gonna get healed. But I gotta receive that $100 first. That's not a prophet. That's a soothsayer. That's a Balaam. That's a person willing to bless and curse based on money. God don't do that. God said it is finished. You ain't got to send an offering. It is. You don't need no holy water. It is. What's wrong with God's people that we fall for these tricks? And some of you got that holy water. You got that cloth. I seen one preacher say, take your hand and trace your hand. And as you trace your hand, I'm tracing my hand. And the curse, you know how to be looking spooky, is being revealed. Honda la sha Toyota Honda. And a minivan too. Being removed. But I thought Jesus removed the curse. I thought the cross was enough. Let me tell you something. Every one of us, when you start going through trials and trouble, demons going to talk to you. They going to show up to see if you know who you are. If he loved you, he wouldn't be letting you go through this. Not you. You get to the church before anybody and always leave and last. This is a favorite one he like tell for. You always doing for others. But when you need it, where they at? If he cared, he send you a good man. You a good woman. He said a man findeth a good thing. Why ain't nobody looking for you? That's all I'm saying. And when the devil talk, seem like he'll talk and then he'll just walk off. They keep telling y'all to give and look like the preacher, the only one riding good. I'm just saying. Tell me you working 14 hours a day and that man full time. What that full time stuff about? How come he ain't got no job? I'm just saying. And then we entertain demons. We don't say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We sit there. Tell me more. I hear you. Oh, that's good. That's good right there. That's good. And then we talk to people who we know demon possessed. You texting a demon. Now, after you text that demon for 3 days, you going to wonder why you in the pit 8 days later. You've been texting that demon. I got to move on and close. This is the reason when you got a strong tie with something that's demonic, its hold is not easily broken. Because for a blessing or a curse, there need to be a chain link that ties you to either or. And that's the reason some demonic people will do anything but leave your life. They want an opportunity to speak to you, to talk to you, to see if you know who you are. So in Numbers 22, Balak calls for Balaam. He said, come here, I see your people. You know Balaam is not a true prophet because he's willing to bless or curse only for money. A true prophet does what he does because it is an assignment from God. That's the reason a true preacher will marry you, bury you, counsel you with no charge. Why? Because you can't put a charge on a gift that came from God. Come on, I'm preaching right. That's when you ought to appreciate listening to a good prophet, a bona fide prophet, a prophet that's got your best interest in mind. And there are preachers and churches that everything take place, they're the charge. Let me close. He says to Balaam, come, in Numbers 22, and curse this people. And here's your fee for doing it. But Balaam, just like the devil, he understands when it comes to God, you can't do nothing without God's permission. See, if we would just get that, when you really living right, nothing happens without God's approval. Your enemy's got to go through God to do anything. Your enemy can't even walk up and touch you on the shoulder unless God want him to do it. You say, Pastor, I don't believe that. Well, I feel sorry for you because that's the truth. That's when Balaam said, let me first go. See. And notice this because I'm closing. Notice Numbers 23 and 11. Notice what he says. Notice what he says. We finna be done. What a word. See, that's where you got to know who you are. Trials are a part of life. Definitely a part of Christianity. A trial don't mean you curse. Trouble don't mean you ain't blessed. Sometimes trouble is the proof that you bless. Some of us, we going through what we going through, not because we did nothing wrong. Do y'all not realize you can go through for doing right? I never heard of that preacher. Well, hear me. Can I say it? Hear me. Job went through for doing what? Right. Job didn't do nothing wrong, right? God was going to prove to Satan that everybody wouldn't bow to him. He said, look at Job. See, sometimes you can go through trouble because God said, look at you. Look at Jackson. Have you considered right? You can't pull that on Gamble. Mitchell ain't bowing to that. You see, sometimes he called us. Right? And then you on display, and you ain't did nothing wrong, but you finna go through something. Notice Deuteronomy 23 and 11. Some of you better listen. Then Balak said to Balaam, what have you done to me? I took you to curse my enemies. He said, look, you blessed them bountifully. You know why? Because Balaam recognized that he could never curse what God has blessed. Listen, church, when you divinely bless, folk can't put voodoo on you. You hex proof. You mojo proof. You better tell your neighbor, you mojo proof. I'm finna close, but I'm finna mess with some of y'all. That means when you bless, the best witch can get your hair and can't do nothing with it. You can't do nothing but straighten that. You can't do nothing but frame that. You can't do nothing else with that. You can bury in my yard whatever you desire. I'm curse proof. You know how many folk done spoke curses on this church? And we still prosper. Matter of fact, when some folks speak a curse, then they sit back and watch for you to fall. Then folk be coming to him. I thought you said that God showed you he going down. Look like to me going up. Just keep waiting. Just keep waiting. I'm trying to close this thing. It was 40 men that got together and desired that they were going to kill the apostle Paul. They said they wasn't going to eat until they kill him. They went on a fast to kill him. They said we ain't eat until we kill Paul. Guess what God did? An angel showed up that night, told Paul, get out of the city. Somebody waiting to kill you. They let him down in a basket. Paul ran out the city. What happened to the men? I guess they died. I guess that's what's going to happen to your enemy that's waiting on you to fall. See, if folk waiting on me to fall, they're going to be waiting a long time. Ask somebody, say, do you know? You curse proof. I can knock on the witch door and witness to the witch. Ma'am, you need to get saved in Jesus' name. Somebody can cook you something. Jesus said you'll be able to withstand. Why is it, Pastor? Understand two scriptures. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 10, 22. The blessings of the Lord make one rich. And add no what?
Sorrow.
Add no what?
Sorrow.
Add no what?
Sorrow.
Tell your neighbor, sorrow
is the product
of a curse.
Of a curse.
See, when God bless you, there's no curse added. Tell your neighbor, that's when he's able to help you with whatever you're going through. Deuteronomy 16, and I'm done. That's when Balaam, when he got done, he finally told Balak, he said, man, if you was to give me all your money and all your house, he said, I still couldn't curse these people. He said, I can't do nothing with them. You know, reading some of you still standing, your enemy couldn't do nothing with you. It ain't that folks ain't been speaking bad on you. Listen, it just can't work. Somebody leaving out here today, you see somebody, what did the preacher preach about? He told me I'm mojo proof. What that mean? He said, I cannot be hexed and voodoo will not work. You know, they're going to say, where you go to church at? Because some of us be talking about we saved and we scared of people. We scared of stuff. You leave it a day, a black cat running in front of your car. You crossing your heart. What you cross your heart for? A mirror break. You try, oh God, Sam, you in the back. What you talking about? You can get the rabbit foot out your pocket. Superstitious church folk. Full moon tonight. What that mean? I mean, we so full of this stuff. Y'all laugh, but it's rooted in some of us. I thought God bless you. You ever talking about some superstition? Don't sweep my feet. What's the fuck wrong with you? About to kill somebody. I'm going to. Don't let that umbrella up in this house. You crazy. Then act like that. Then see somebody. Praise the Lord. You ain't got no power. Not at all. Deuteronomy 16, I'm closing. I done dealt with some of them now. Deuteronomy 16, 17. Every man should give as he is able according to the blessings of who? Deuteronomy 16, 17. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of the Lord your God which he has given you. Tell you the bottom line. The blessings of the Lord enable you to do things. Tell you, if you really blessed of God, you will be able to do things. And I'm going to leave it alone. Give him a praise. Give him a praise.